Blackstone Audio presents Bloomsday Dead by Adrian McKinty. Chapter 1. Telemachus. Lima, Peru. June 15th, 6 a.m. State, L.Y. Plum, P. Buck, Mulligan. Hector handed me this message on the cliffs at Miraflores. I set the binoculars on the wall, took the note, and put it in my pocket. Hector was watching my face to see if there was annoyance or even dread in my eyes, but I was giving nothing away. The sun was rising over the Andes, turning the Pacific a pinkish blue. The sky to the east was a long golden grey, and in the west, the Southern Cross and the moon had set into the sea. I thanked Hector with a nod and put my sunglasses on. Wild lilacs were growing among the cacti, and a warm breeze was blowing through the poplars. There was as yet no traffic, and normally it would be peaceful up here. Just the cliffs and the beach and the whole of the sleeping city behind me. Fog burning off the headland, and a few early morning dog walkers demonstrating that Latin love for miniature poodles and lasses. "Lovely, isn't it?" I said in English.